It's 65 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 92.7 Classical HQR plus 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Devin DeMattia, a writer and director for Pineapple-Shaped Lamps, also called PSL for short. Pineapple-Shaped Lamps is known for sketch comedy and original productions here in Wilmington, including an upcoming show called The Continuing Adventures of the Crimson Shadow. And this was written by Devin DeMattia and is being directed by him, which is really exciting. Devin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Devin, give us a general overview. What is this play about?
Well, it's set in the 1940s. It takes place during the time. It's sort of a exaggerated version of that time period, and it takes place during the World War II. A fictional superhero radio show called The Crimson Shadow is the big hit show that everyone tunes into every week, and the show, it basically, The Crimson Shadow is the show within the show. The play itself deals with the backstage drama and all the clashings of egos between the show's cast. The main character, a man named Sam Conway, played by Phil Antonino, is sort of the headstrong Orson Welles type that is getting too big for his britches and wants to be the center of attention at all times, and the rest of the cast just isn't having it.
And The Crimson Shadow, that was a real, was that a real show, or am I just thinking it was?
It's sort of an amalgamation in when I wrote it.
Crimson.
When I wrote it, I definitely took a lot of inspiration from Orson Welles's The Shadow.
The Shadow.
I researched a lot of those old stories and drew a lot of that into the fictional Crimson Shadow show that plays throughout the production.
I want to let our listeners know now, as we're talking about this, that the show opens on Thursday night at the Red Barn Theater, and it plays Thursdays through Sundays for 3 weekends, Thursday through Sunday weekends at the Red Barn. You can get tickets at thalian.org or at the door, of course. Showtime is 7:30 Thursday through Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sundays. Now, Devin, you have this appreciation for radio drama, and you're younger than me. And, you know, radio drama is old school stuff. How did you develop this appreciation for radio drama?
Well, it's funny you should ask. It is kind of weird to sort of have this nostalgia for an era that you weren't actually present for. And I definitely grew up having an affinity for it. I grew up listening to NPR shows like A Prairie Home Companion. As a kid, I would check out Orson Welles' broadcast of The War of the Worlds from the public library. And it was just something I grew up with and was fascinated by, the idea that you can just, like, paint this picture in your head based on just the sounds that you're hearing through the show. And so the impetus for actually starting to write The Crimson Shadow was I took a trip to LA, me and my brother, to see a show called The Thrilling Adventure Hour that drew from those ideas. It was basically an homage to that classic era of radio dramas, but in a humorous way, with comedians and voiceover actors providing all the talent for it. And so when I came back to Wilmington to write some sketch comedy for PSL, I decided to start writing some Crimson. That's where the Crimson Shadow idea came from.
So you started with writing some short sketches. Mm-hmm. PSL, Pineapple-Shaped Lamps, does a lot of sketch comedy, but then you actually crafted it into a full-length production.
Yes.
How did that happen? I mean, tell me about that. This is your first full-length play that you've written.
Yeah. We used to do a weekly sketch comedy show over at the Brown Coat Pub and Theater. Now we do a monthly sketch comedy show at Theater Now. And I would write sketches for PSL, and I just started to write one about a fictional radio show called The Crimson Shadow, and it was about a 7 or 8 page script, and we did it, and it was a lot of fun to do, and I enjoyed it so much that I decided to write a second one, and it went over really well. It was a lot of fun for the cast. By the time I started writing a third script, I realized I had about 30, 35 pages of original material, and I was like, well, I feel like now's a good point to maybe try my hand at writing a full-length, like, stage play for it.
I'm a huge fan of radio drama, huge fan of podcasts, as I know you are. What podcasts are you listening to now? I think that radio drama is coming back.
Definitely.
What podcasts are you interested in that kind of feed that hunger for radio drama?
Well, I definitely agree with you there. There's a lot of interest in old time like radio dramas to really sort of like paint a picture with without, you know, podcasting operates on a very small operational budget, so they don't have a lot to work with. But what they can do is create a feeling and an atmosphere for a show. And one of my favorites, my my brother Aaron turned me on to this really great podcast called Welcome to Night Vale about a year ago, and I got addicted to it. It does such a great job of setting a mood, setting a tone with very little actual people involved. There was only a handful of people involved in every episode. And so – and shows like that, The Thrilling Adventure Hour and others are definitely creating this resurgence in that level of performance radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Night Vale, hugely popular with folks that aren't radio heads or, you know, whatever even. Also, great some other great storytelling. Just radio is an interesting way to tell stories, and I'm going to recommend to you and our listeners The Truth. Mm-hmm. Which is all fictional stories that are created just like radio dramas. Now, again, this is called the show you're talking about that you've written, that you're directing, The Continuing Adventures of the Crimson Shadow. It opens on Thursday night at the Red Barn Theater, which is on 3rd Street. And it
1122 South 3rd Street.
It's in the Red Building. It's a red, yep. The Red Barn. Nice parking lot right there. Thursdays through Sundays for the next 3 weeks, beginning this Thursday. And you can get tickets at thalian.org. You can also find out more about pineapple-shaped lamps by searching for them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can search pineapple-shaped lamps or PSL for short. Devin, really quickly, you're directing a show that you wrote. Mm-hmm. Are you worried that you have any blind spots? Because that's what can happen when you direct a show that you write yourself.
I'm really fortunate to have a great artistic director. His name is Wesley Brown. He's been my friend for several years. He was the one who really started me on this road of just writing. 6 years ago when PSL started, writing my own original stage play was not even on my radar at all.
And he's there with you.
And he's been really good at just keeping me grounded. And
Excellent. Devin DeMattia, thank you so much for joining us today. The Crimson Shadow returns. It's 12:06.